We're going to call the subcommittee of the Public Safety Subcommittee to order, and we're going to open a hearing on House Bill 5032.
33 is the public hearing.
Okay.
We only have one scheduled
for public hearing. Open a public hearing on 5033. 5032 is one for work session. Okay.
Okay. 5033 is fee bill for the Board of Investigators. Last May, they increased their fee, went through the public hearing process, and created an administrative rule to increase the fee for provisional investigator licenses only from $275 to $550 per biennium. The board adopted the administrative rules, went through the process with DAS to request ratification of the fee with the legislature. That's why the bill is here. The fee was actually instituted on January 1st, 2003. Starting with renewals after that time. And the fee does two things. It recognizes the added work that a provisional license usually has related to it for the board, and also enables them to start building a ending balance to cover their cash flow needs. And right now they project that without the fee increase, by the middle of 2004, they will be in a deficit situation.
Okay. Questions, Senator? Thanks, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone from the public wishing to testify? Nobody from the public wishes to testify?
We need testimony.
So we're going to close the public
hearing. If you like the...
No, that's all right.
I can say the Board of Investigators Director is here, and she has some interesting facts about their fees related to other agencies and other jurisdictions.
Unless it's helpful.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to close the public hearing on House Bill 5033.
Okay.
We are going to open... or at least just hear informationally on House Bill 5032, Judy, in regard to where we're at with the budget and the LFO recommendations.
5032 is the budget bill for this agency. The board is an entirely an other funds agency. They have been around since just 1997. And what they use their funds for and how they regulate private investigators is by examining, licensing, and regulating them. They have a staff of 2.5 positions, a half-time support person, an executive director, and a full-time director, and a full-time investigator. They are still growing and building their public presence, both with the community of investigators and with consumers. And performance measures, they have just adopted those measures, and those are in their packet as well. And next session, they will come back and tell us how they are doing based on those. What I am recommending that we do as far as adjusting them is DAS assessments were approved yesterday, and for them, the general assessment, the liability assessment, will both be going down by a total of $688. Attorney General charges have also been approved. We will be deducting $3,655. The Secretary of State, State Library, and PERS adjustments will have to wait until a later time. We'll deal with those in an omnibus bill. Their budget is general service charges, government service charges, and personnel, and there was no inflation to actually take out. We adjusted what there was there related to salaries down below. Vacant positions, the agency had no vacancies, but they did have 2 vacant positions at the time that we did the freeze on the PICS system, and both of those were filled after that freeze above the second staff that was budgeted. So we actually end up having to add money as a result of those vacancies not being filled to the tune of $15,914. We are going to reduce their merit increases, however, by $6,686. And any balance, there's nothing that actually needs to be done. There just isn't any money that we can take and use for other people.
All right. We want to. So, any questions for Judy, Sir George? I didn't have any questions. Judy and I went over this before. why don't we stand at ease then right now? Why don't we see? Do you want to, why don't we see if we can get Kurt to come down, okay, if he's there? And we'll get this thing out. So we're at ease.
Welcome.
Gary came in on the tail end. Well, I guess we got to go on record. So. We're at ease. We're going to open the full committee on public safety subcommittee. We are going to open the work sessions. First, the work session on House Bill 5032. House Bill 5032 is the budget bill for the agency. We had a subcommittee. The subcommittee, Judy, went over the recommendations. We didn't have any questions for Judy in regard to House Bill 5032 in terms of what was going on. We have a summary, and we have a memo from May 6, 2003 from Judy regarding House Bill 5032. The chair would entertain a motion to adopt the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5032 in the amount of
$439,779. So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Devlin moves LFO memorandum and the amount of $439,779 to House Bill 5032. Is there any objection?
You surrender, right?
No, the fee bill is 5032.
But I mean, they're built into that budget.
They are built into that budget. Oh, you're a no.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're gonna have to get
Schrader.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So we're gonna stand at ease. Then.
Both the integrated.
We're going to open the work session on House Bill 5032. We had a motion by Senator Devlin on the May 6, 2003 memo prepared by LFO with a total amount of $439,779 to be adopted into the bill on House Bill 5032. So at this point in time, we'll take a voice vote on House Bill 5032.
Mr. Chair, by way of clarification, that's the $439,779 with three positions, 2.5 FTE.
That is correct. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, my instructions were to have a conceptual amendment.
Okay. We amended them this way this morning, so
okay.
we'll just do it this way based upon your memory. Okay? So you want to call...
Yeah.
Thanks, Christine.
Okay. Mr. Patridge?
Aye.
Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Representative Butler?
Aye.
Senator George?
No.
Senator Devlin?
Aye.
Senator Schrader?
Aye.
House Bill 5032 passes. I take a motion for House Bill, early minute passes House Bill 5032 as amended. Recommendation of the full committee. Chair, take a motion.
For 5032.
Mm-hmm.
Move
5032
to the full committee with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Okay. House Bill 5032 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Any objections? One. Senator George. Let the record note Senator Schrader's here, Senator Devlin, Representative Hansen, Representative Butler, Representative Patridge. House Bill 5032, as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 5033.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move 5033 to the full Ways and Means with the due pass recommendation.
Is that all the right one?
Yes.
Okay. Senator Devin moves House Bill 5033 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Any objection? Senator George objects. Senator Schrader, Senator Devlin are present. Representative Hanson, Representative Butler, Representative Patridge. House Bill 5033 moves to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Close work session on House Bill 5033. And at this point in time, tomorrow we had up the Judicial Fitness Commission, which we are not going to hear tomorrow, and we're going to continue to work on what's going on. So we have tomorrow afternoon. I think that was the only thing on there. We have tomorrow afternoon off. So I'm going to try and get Doug and I to lay out at least conceptually what our work sessions are going to look like, so you guys can get some of that. Also, we're going to just keep moving things along. Anything
given on the last two bills, could I ask that a House member carry them to full Ways, and I'll carry them on the Senate floor.
Okay, I'd be happy to
anyone want to carry him or I can carry him? I'll carry him. I didn't see anyone jumping to the forefront on the board of investigators. So. I'll carry it. Okay. And the lists are available of bills that have been assigned to Ways and Means. I'd ask each of you to take a look at those. I've looked at those, see if there's anything that you need requested to committee. Come talk to me about it so we can ask for those.
Mr. Chairman, do you know if this, if the search engine that we have in terms of measure testing is up to date for those?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, just for next week, Board of Parole will be Monday, and military will be on Tuesday.
Doug Wilson says Board of Parole is Monday, military is Tuesday. So if you get, if you'll let us know by Friday if there's any issues that anyone has in regards to those, and we'll try and get out the packets by Friday?
Probably Monday morning.
For parole?
Friday and Friday afternoon.
And parole is that latest one we've heard, and it's a pretty straight-up budget. I think the only concern that we had that we're trying to look at is whether the mailing costs are appropriate with the cut that they have.
Mr. Chair, do we, for the Board of Parole, do we wear our striped uniforms, and then for the Board of Military, do we go ahead and wear a GI outfit? Is that, is there, is dress backwards day or anything coming
up? I was going to say it was a clothing optional, but I will say costume optional.
Mr. Chairman, since I've been picking on
Representative... I've never seen him turn so red.
Mr. Chairman, since I've been picking on Representative Hansen today, I will tell you about a note that he passed me during the DOC presentation, Department of Corrections.
Yes.
Is, he said, did they give that suit to you when you left the Department of Corrections? If they did, I want to congratulate them on their frugality.
You guys have been serving in public bodies for far too long.
and taking cheap shots. Very frugal suits.
But it is entertaining for the rest of us. All right.
Well, I thought that was awesome.
With that, the committee is adjourned today. Thank you.